we're coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where, you know, we really like to gamble. And so this episode is all about gambling. No, honestly, I hate gambling.
I'm terrible at gambling. I would rather, like, why do I just want to light money on fire? I would rather put it in the bank and collect some interest. And that's what, oh, dang it, gotta not cuss in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. We can beat that out. But you know what we can do with that money is we can buy shoes. Right, yep. Annabelle?
Investment.
Yeah, I'm happy to buy another pair of Jordans rather than light money on fire because I will wear them. But if I ever didn't, I could sell them. But I don't. I buy shoes to wear.
Well, so we have some exciting things coming up on this episode about gambling in the MLB. And so we'll get into that in a second. But you can listen to us at Spotify or Apple, or you can Google us at rationalmoms.com. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment and a fan question. We love that too. And you can find us at Reddit, Twitter, and on IG too, all at Irrational Moms. So coming up, we have a fan question from Twitter or X, whatever you like to call it. Our irrational topic, and we're going to say topic this week, deals with Kate Middleton. Because it is kind of just an irrational topic just in general and how everyone's dealt with it. And then also, who doesn't love gambling and drama with sports? So we'll dig into the whole Ohtani gambling drama that's going on this week. So, but before we do all that, we have some amazing snacks from both of my two favorite girls. So who wants to go first?
I mean, I'm just eating a snack that I made because I'm starving. But I made blueberry muffins and I'm eating it with a fork because it's got a compote on it. It's really messy. When I wake up at 3 a.m. and can't go back to sleep, I usually
for us simple people, what's a compote?
I mean, you just cook the blueberries down with like some kind of sweetener and some acid, like lemon juice, and you know, you thicken it up so you're not just putting liquidy berries, you know. So I'm just
fancy
muffin.
I know, that's pretty fancy, right, Tris?
Yeah, it's way fancier than my snack.
Can't you just make a blueberry sauce? Isn't this basically a blueberry sauce?
You can call it a sauce if you want.
Okay. But chef over here, what's it called?
A compote.
It's a compote.
Compote? Okay.
But that's a word people know. That's not like some crazy fancy word.
That's a fancy word for me. I'd be like, wait, hold on. When I go to restaurants, I'm like, I don't understand. What's this word?
That's true. You do ask me what a lot of stuff is.
If I can't pronounce it and I don't know, then I ain't ordering it.
Actually, sometimes even I'll go to a restaurant and I'll be like, I don't know what three words in this description are. And one of the things when you're writing a menu is you never want to have more than one thing in the description. People don't know what it is because then it's confusing and people aren't going to buy it. This is just for the average people. So this is one of the things I sort of learned. So you always have to make it, like if you're going to say like, I'm going to have a matcha namlaka in my dessert. People will be like, what the heck is a namlaka, right?
What is that? I mean, Tristina.
It's sort of like a creamy. It's like
I know matcha.
Like a creamy ganache, basically. Like you use white chocolate and cream and some glucose and matcha powder.
Well,
so
why can't you just say that? Make it easy, and then people will be like, "I want to order that." But if you don't make it all fancy, then
But the word is namlaka. That's just the word for it. And it's simpler to say one word instead of like the 17 descriptors. But if you put that on the menu, everything else has to make sense to people. They have to know that, like, oh, I know what a mousse is, or I know what a ganache is, right? Like, most people know what those things are. So, anyway, that was just an example.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it looks delicious either way. All I have is, I have a turkey sandwich, but it's not just any turkey. I like the boar's head turkey. I go out of my way to get
boar's head is the superior lunch meat.
Really, like I just get the plain, like I get the honey glazed turkey, but like my kids like the Cajun. I think I don't know.
I like the smoked turkey,
but just the Cajun. Yeah. But no, and I have a piece of cheese and some mayo on it. It's not completely plain, but.
So I'm talking about mayo and turkey cheese.
You guys want to hear something ridiculous food related? I've been craving, like, I don't eat a lot during the day, but I've been craving sandwiches like that, like you're eating. But I was like, okay, let's make it healthier. So I got these like spinach pea wraps or whatever, you know, and I put tons of greens in there, make like a pesto mayonnaise. And then I was looking at the package of the wraps.
Yeah.
It's got more of carbs and everything bad than the sourdough bread. So I was like, what the hell am I eating this inferior, stupid wrap for? This is not even better. I was so mad. Threw that right in the trash.
That's the thing is that all these like low fat or whatever. Like, most of the time I've been checking the labels and they're not any better or worse in a
right
situation.
Most diet food is fully a scam.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really necessarily thinking diet. I was like, oh, it's made of vegetables. Like, this will be healthier or something. But I mean, I'm sure it has more nutrients, but I don't even care. So,
well, like, unless you're making things yourself and you just can control like what's going in it, then the healthy stuff is not.
That's
healthy.
Why I make my own compote instead of buying it at the store.
All right. So I'm having technical difficulties again today. So I might like lose my S here in a second, but I'm going to try to hold it together.
Lose your shirt?
Yes. Lose my shirt. That would be
YouTube.
All right. So we're going to go to our fan question of the week that comes from a Twitter or X fan, whatever you want to call it. What is your least favorite chore to do? And I know exactly what mine is. I mean, I'm like, I don't even think
absolutely.
About this.
Wait, you
mine's all of it.
My children, house cleaner.
Yes, right? But if I had to pick one, it's the bathroom.
Oh, mine's
I hate cleaning the bathroom.
I will clean your bathroom, all the bathrooms in your house before I will dust one item in my own home. I hate dusting more than anything. I will not dust under any circumstances. Ever.
Hey, those are good. Those are good options. I hate putting away laundry.
Oh, God.
Obviously, I don't mind putting it in there.
Right.
I just don't want to have to hold it all and put it away.
No, I don't either. And what I started doing lately, because, you know, kids are like, they take their clothes. It's not like they're putting them away neatly in the drawers. So when it comes out of the dryer, if I'm getting it, I literally make a pile with each person's stuff and I throw them in a pile on their bed. And then whatever happens to it after that, I don't know. But it's made laundry less terrible for me because I'm only folding my own things instead
that's,
of
I don't do my kids' laundry. I'm like,
and yours just
to
put
do
them
it.
In the baskets and take them back to the room, right?
Yeah, and they have to do it. I'm like, and if it's a mess and it comes out wrinkly, not my problem. That's you need to learn how to do your own laundry.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the laundry.
So you're good. You're a good mom.
Yeah, but you know what? I will say that my boyfriend is like, he's a Southern gentleman and he does not like to, like, if he realizes that I'm doing something like laundry or putting away dishes, he will stop what he's doing. Be like, is there something I can help you with?
He's so nice though. He's unusually
do that.
Nice.
Well,
rub off on my husband?
No way. Mr. Poindexter is firmly set in all his ways.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, he refuses to do dishes. Like, he's like, I did dishes in college and I am never doing dishes again.
He doesn't even want dishes in
done.
The cabinets.
He
wants to put food in the
That's
dish
That's so
cabinets.
Funny. Yeah. Well, I will say though that like occasionally because I know he's doing something and he will stop what he's doing, like the sound, he's very ADHD, so like the sounds of like dishes clanking and stuff. So sometimes it's kind of funny because I'll try and like take everything out super quietly. Like yesterday I unloaded the whole dishwasher and he was in the living room and I was like, did you hear me? He's like, no, God, I'm getting better at mom blocking you.
Yes.
Oh,
but
so
yeah,
sweet.
Because I didn't want him to stop what he was doing. But
it makes me love him even more.
I know. Aww. He's really lovely.
He is.
And he's
he
like is. Genuinely nice. I'm like,
I know.
Where did he come from?
I know. Can bring him over so he can rub off a little bit. Well, when I was really young, I used to clean houses for people. And so I I don't think I ever told you guys that. Mm-hmm. And I hate it. Like, actually hate it. Just
Dang.
Like, just don't like doing it. I'm like to the point
like,
where I'm
that
like,
sounds...
and I'll do it if I have to, but I'm like, and I always like, before I go to bed every night, like the kitchen has to be clean. The dishwasher has to be like on.
Agreed.
I want to, if I wake up in the morning and there's dishes in the sink, I lose it. Cause I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, who got up in the middle of the night and ate? And or like, why did you not see this whole kitchen was clean before I went to bed? Yeah.
Yep.
So things like that make me upset.
That sounds like the worst because if you like, I already don't like clean, like the toilet. I don't like that. And I know you guys said the bathroom is a no, but like cleaning somebody else's bathroom sounds even worse.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. And I think it comes from like when I was younger and I would date these men and I'd go into their bathrooms. And I was like, what the hell? Did your parents not teach you how to clean the bathroom? So
no.
I keep Clorox wipes in all my like kids' bathrooms. I'm like, y'all are cleaning all of that. I ain't cleaning up your
house. I hate when you would go to a guy's house and you'd be like, well, there's no toilet paper. That was the worst.
What?
Like, what do you guys, or they like don't have towels or any clean towels. Like,
what are they wiping with?
I have no idea, but that's so uncivilized. I don't know that's what they're
suspect.
Doing.
That is suspect.
But as an adult, then, when I would date people, I would ask in advance. I would be like, what's the bathroom situation? I'd be like, if you're a grown man.
Send me pictures.
And
of
your
bathroom
is a mess, then.
Come over.
It's a hard no.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not having sex if your bathroom's gross.
Exactly. I'm not even going to come into your home if you don't have any clean towels. Like, I am. Absolutely no. Like, it is weird. It's bizarre to me, too, how many adult men, they, like, only have one set of sheets. I'm like, well, what do you do when you have to change them? They act like
it is a weight.
College kids, or they wash them, and then, you know, there's no sheets on the bed for 4 days or something. Like, that's...
You know, it's so funny. You should, like, that should be a funny, like, if you're, like, on Bumble or something, and you're like, I need to see, like, the bathroom situation.
Right. Men should have to post a picture of, like, their linen closet. To show that they need to have at least two towels and some toilet paper and, you know.
And I want the toilet seat up. I want it up. I want it up so I can, like, I can, you know, look at, like, what's going on in the bowl situation. Oh, if it's gross and the ground is gross, there's no way I'm coming into your house.
No, like, because the floor is gross. Like, I don't want to walk on bathroom floor.
It's all sticky.
It just, it's all going to track back to the bed. I know this is getting gross, but if you're
stepping
on gross stuff in the
bathroom. I don't want the germs tracking in places. Or, you know, like when you're walking barefoot somewhere and then you, like, step on crumbs and then you have crumbs on your feet. That is, like, one of the absolute...
Test your feet off before you get in bed.
Okay, that's why I don't like to go camping either, because if I go camping, like, I have to have, like, wipes to wipe my feet off at night, because it's like, I am not getting in a sleeping bag with dirty ass feet.
No.
That's just not happening.
We take when we go to a family camp, we take a vacuum with us for our cabin.
And we take rugs. Yep. Like, indoor outdoor rugs that we put down on the floor. I mean, it's very, it's kind of bougie.
It's a little extra. It's not bougie at all. It still looks like a cabin that doesn't have electricity, but at least, like, our bed. I don't want crumbs in my bed. That is too gross. I can't live like that.
Okay, but we do take the Dyson vacuum, and then we do take the coffee maker, and we do take the hot plate. Yeah. And we do take all the snacks and the alcohol. I mean, it's like having a little maid.
Yeah, except we're doing it all.
And there's a washer and dryer. Yeah. All right, so at least now we all have that settled.
Yes.
Chores. We don't do any of them, really.
Yeah,
so.
Say people.
All right, so our irrational topic. I'm going to just say it's an irrational topic because I think it's gotten, like, way overblown. Is, you know, this whole Kate Middleton thing with her, like, everyone being like, where's Kate at? Oh, is she dead? Where's the body? And now, I guess the drama is, was it all an AI, like, video that they put out saying that she has cancer?
Okay, I believe that the video that was put out, and I have been down the rabbit hole, I actually believe the video is real because BBC News filmed it. I don't think BBC would be putting out a fake video. Now, I could be wrong.
They could pay them off.
They could. Or it could be a fake Kate. Like, so it could be a fake Kate if they got, like, a body double or something. Because there was some weird stuff in the video, like how her one eyebrow was like this. I'm like, did she just get bad Botox? Or... No, but seriously, I know how she looks. She's beautiful. I'm not, like, making fun of her.
Well, she's dealing with cancer and she's having treatment.
But she was freshly Botoxed. Watch it and you can tell. Absolutely. Because that head ain't moving. Maybe, like, the tiniest bit. It's like, it's like you got Botox 2 weeks ago and it's, like, fully set in and amazing, except one eyebrow's like that. And that is not how she normally looks. That's just, I'm not being mean. I don't hate Kate. Like, all these people acting like questioning where she was hating her. I don't prey on her downfall. I just wanted to know because public figures can't just disappear like that. That's weird.
Yeah. I thought it was very suspect, though. As soon as you said, well, why was William not with her? And that makes sense to me because that's a pretty big announcement. Why would he not be there?
Right.
And it just sort of makes me feel like all the other crap, not that the other stuff is more important, but it does make me feel like he's just,
there's something else, right?
Yeah. Because there's something else going on.
Why would your husband not sit next to you? And I think that was one of the reasons that people also thought it was AI, because it's harder to do
two
people, right? So people were like, oh, that probably that. But I still think that, I mean, a real person made the video, right? And most of these things, people have been running videos and photos through these AI detectors. Most of them are garbage and they don't really, like, real people would be like, I uploaded a real video of myself that I just took and it said it was 85% AI. And they're like, it's literally just me. So I think those things are not reliable. I think it's weird that her husband wasn't there, especially with all the people are like, are they divorcing? Like, this is really weird. Why is he not there? I mean, I don't know. But the whole thing is very bizarre.
I think that you think it's irrational, but I think it's more of just there's such a lack of trust now.
Yes.
Not just for royal family, but I think with a lot of things with AI.
Any public figures.
Just all the crap. Like, I see so much stuff, even on X. I love community notes. I don't know if you guys follow community notes. Sometimes they post their own stuff, but obviously they attach to actual posts. And it'll be like, this thing happened. And I'm like, oh, dang, that's crazy. And then the community notes are like, oh, this is actually from like 2010 exactly. or something. And I'm like,
or it like totally God, never happens.
So, yeah. Like, so I think for me, it's just a lack of trust. Like, I don't trust anybody. Well,
but here's the thing. The real reason that people, I mean, on top of what you're saying, I agree with you. People don't trust the royal family is because, okay, yes, the public went crazy because she disappeared and there was like no real explanation. But what the royal family always does is they put out a statement and that's it. Even when the rumors would go around that the queen was dead, she never responded. But eventually she'd walk her cute little self, you know, past a window and wave in her little kitten heels and be like, well, she's clearly alive. So they did something different this time in putting out a fake photo. Okay. Mm-hmm. The palace put that out. That was not public speculation. The palace put out a fake photo, and then when it was caught, they threw Kate under the bus and said, mm-hmm. first of all, they lied and said William took the photo. There was no photo because it's a compilation of multiple photos. And then they threw Kate under the bus, which is effed up to me. So that is why people don't trust them. It's not because she just disappeared. She could have disappeared and people would have wondered, but the fact that they were putting out misinformation is what made people really spiral and assume something nefarious because they were lying.
But that could have been the reason why that she decided to be, hey, I'm going to come out and talk myself. I'm going to do my own explanation because I can't leave it up to the palace to do this because they keep on effing it up.
Well, and I think that's true, but also the palace, they're two separate things. There's the Buckingham Palace, does Charles and Camilla and Kensington Palace, does Will and Kate. So they have separate and often warring PR machines or whatever, right? This is a thing that's been written a lot about. I don't even want to know this, but weird. I do. I know. Again, I didn't know any of this till like the last 2 weeks. The Kensington Palace is the one that put out that fake photo. They should have been on her side because that's her people. That wasn't Charles's people. That was her people. So they're like, why are her own people throwing her under the bus? Like, maybe she doesn't trust them anymore either, which makes you think there is something going on with Will and Kate. You know, and again, I don't know. But the thing that I think is really irrational about it all is the people that are like the royalists. Then there's also the people that support Harry and Meghan, and they're both batshit crazy. Like, both sides are completely they're deranged the way they talk about this. Like, we'll fight you to the death. It's bizarre. I just can't imagine ever caring about anything that much in my life.
But you went down the rabbit hole.
I was interested in it, yes. But like, I'm not really like, I'm not going to sit here and have a prolonged internet fight with someone because what, I don't really care. I just want to know. I like to know the gossip, you know.
I just think it's irrational in the sense of like, we just get so caught up in someone else's drama where it's just who cares? If she's missing, I mean, she's going to come up. She's going to pop up some point. And I got other things to deal with and worry about than, like, if she's alive or not.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, for people that were interested, I mean, I don't know if the king and queen are, they're not the head of government. Are they the head of state? Is that how that works? There's, like, two separate things. I think the prime minister is the head of government. They're the head of government.
I mean, yeah, but they still get, like, I think.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So public figures, the same thing happened when I think Melania Trump, I don't know if she had a surgery or something happened and she was out of the public eye. And then there was like a bunch of stuff like this. There was people saying there was fake Melania sightings. It was really weird because public figures, you don't have the luxury of just disappearing. You have to put out something reasonable. You know, if they had just said, hey, this is our statement. She had surgery. And they said nothing else, that would have been a rational way to handle it because that's how they've always handled it. And that would make sense. Of course, they're not going to get involved in internet speculation because people on the internet are crazy. They're going to do nothing. They're going to be above board and be up here. And instead, they weren't. So that's like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are getting out in the fray with all these lunatics, myself included, right? Like, why are y'all doing this?
Oh, we need a short of that one right there. All right. So I think that, I mean, about covers it for Kate. Poor Kate. Yeah. I just feel bad for her, though. I'm like, if she...
Yeah, you know, it's horrible.
I think she really has cancer, and I believe it. And I think it's horrible that she actually had to come out and address it because it's like, I think it's something that's very private, and it's probably something that's like, I would not want to talk about it to a lot of people.
Well, and
I was ready to, right?
That's
and I
don't think fair,
she was actually
but,
ready to talk about it. I think,
right. But you don't have that luxury when you're a public figure is the thing. That's just how the world works. Now you don't have to disclose all your health information, but you don't have the love. You can't.
Well, I also think, you know, what happened though too, Annabelle, is that there was a breach at the hospital that she was at, and someone stolen her records. And I think that was the reason why they jumped up and she made a statement, because thinking back at that, thinking about the timeline, is that they knew, hey, this is going to get leaked, that she has cancer. So she's got to get up above. And now that makes the more logical sense, because they're investigating like who was that at the hospital that actually got a hold of her records, right?
I think that's true. I think some of the most irrational people have been the royalists who think that because people are like, hey, where's Kate? Now, most people, I'm sure some of the crazy people on this side are maybe preying on her downfall. I don't know why, but most people aren't doing that. They were genuinely like curious and concerned, and they're acting like people are like, hey, I don't think that video looks like Kate. And they're like, they'll lose their minds and attack you. And then later on it comes out, no, it's fake. TMZ said it's not real. And then they're like, well, you're giving TMZ credit. It's like, TMZ is the one that posted it in the first place. Now they said it's fake. And people, they like lose their, they're super irrational about it. And they act like because you're questioning this, it means you're attacking Kate. That was what confused me the most, because I was unfamiliar with these people. So I'm like, why are they so mad? Because people are just like asking where she is. They're like, you love Harry and Meghan. I'm like, I don't care about any of them, really.
It's anyway. So crazy. Okay, let's switch over to MLB and Ohtani. because I think we need to talk about this. And this is really interesting. Annabelle, you brought it up. I don't really follow MLB, but I dug deep in it this morning when I was on the treadmill at the gym. Yes, I went to the gym this morning and walked.
I'm so excited.
I know. And I really dug into the timeline that you sent me on ESPN. And I'm like, this is really interesting, because I'm going to let you talk about it because you know much more than I do. But I'm just like, I have reading the timeline, I think I have an idea of like where my point of view is on it.
So, I mean, I think most people probably know what's going on, but maybe they don't, because if you don't care about baseball, maybe you don't care. But this is, Ohtani is basically the face of baseball, right? Like, he's the face of the MLB. He is just considered beloved and wonderful and all these great things. So basically, you know, he's had this interpreter, Ipe, is that how you say his name? Matt, is it Ipe? Okay. So Ipe has been translating him since like 2018, and they're all buddy-buddy. You see them together everywhere. So there's been a federal investigation into an illegal bookmaker in California, and Ohtani's name was on wire transfers to him. So they're like, this is weird, because California doesn't allow sports gambling. It's one of the few, you know, I think like 40 states allow it. California does not. So basically, Ohtani's account wired this guy money, which is a crime. And so initially it came out and Ohtani was like, or Ipe was like, yeah, he paid off my gambling debts because I got in trouble. And then he goes and sits for an interview with ESPN, like a 90-minute interview. And then Ohtani's people, as soon as he's done with the interview, Ohtani's people come and say, nope, you can't use any of that because he's lying. He's committed a massive theft and fraud against Ohtani. And people are like, hold up. Because right before this, Ohtani said, oh yeah, I paid off his gambling debts. And now he says, I didn't. It was fraud. So no one knows yet really if Ohtani actually did it, if he was helping him, if he was really gambling. No one really knows. Obviously, worst case scenario is Ohtani was betting on baseball. That's the worst case. And there's no evidence to suggest that. But at the same time, if someone's illegally sports betting, you got to ask those questions, especially when you have guys like Pete Rose that are banned from the Hall of Fame. And this guy just signed a $700 million contract, which is the biggest sports contract in history. And he's the face of the MLB. So if this fool's over here gambling, that's a huge problem for MLB. And I honestly think, I mean, the MLB is investigating now, and most people are pretty skeptical and think the MLB won't do anything. They're going to do everything they can to make sure he is not culpable for this. I believe that the MLB, it's more important for the MLB for him to be clean than him himself, honestly, in my opinion, because that would be devastating if you have the star of your, you know, whole league is betting on sports. So anyway, there's the federal investigation is probably what's going to actually, it'll probably be more reliable, I would guess, Because if they're like, well, this is already a crime on its face, we don't know the details or why, but it's a crime, period. So somebody's going to be in trouble. And you
well,
also...
Well, and then now that he's coming out and he's saying, I didn't do it, the guy actually stole the money from me. And then that's a whole... And we've turned it over to authorities. It's like, well, now you just opened it up even worse.
Well, and it was already like, with the authorities. That's the thing, is they're already investigating your ass, buddy.
Well, you know? Yeah, but now he's saying like, oh, I didn't know. He basically like went into my account and took out $4.5 million, right? And I'm like,
sort of. But so how can I go into your account and repeatedly wire $500,000 to someone?
And not, like, and my accountant doesn't ask those questions of like,
I was going to say, it's not like you have millions of, like the people that have that kind of money aren't just walking around with a normal ass, like PNC bank account or something. Like,
right. Someone
have
is, should be managing it. Managing. Right.
Yeah. So like and somebody would have been like, oh, what is, something's happening.
But
so,
what if, you know, he's so close with this guy that he sort of turned over some of these duties to him? I know that type of thing happens in these relationships. And I was thinking it's kind of like, so somebody that makes probably $50 million a year just in endorsements or something, it'd be like, you know, $4.5 million is missing. It would be kind of like when my kid goes to the mall and spends $50 and I don't notice it because I'm not paying attention. Like, it's the same idea, yeah. I think, that on that level, but at the same time, it's a wire transfer, and $500,000 wire transfers, you can't just do that online and it goes through.
Yeah.
There's all these, and Matt talked about this on his radio show because he used to work in a bank, but there's all these checks and balances and stuff that has to happen mm-hmm. when a wire that is that big. Like anything over $25,000 for me, I have to go in. So.
Right. But unless you know that it's a big deal.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Right. But that's why people are like, suspicious. It doesn't make sense. None of the stories. And you change your story.
It's such a big no-no. Like, why on earth would you be that stupid? Even if you're like, this is my close friend, to do it directly from your bank account. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever. And this guy's not dumb. He's very intelligent.
No, so he just negotiated one of them. First of all, he negotiated his contract in secret. Like, he got married in secret. No one even knew he had a girlfriend. And all of a sudden, he's married. So, like, this guy is meticulous, and he's brilliant, and he must have smart people around him. So this is why you wonder, and what Ipe, the interpreter, has said is he was betting through one of the online things. So then he meets this guy, and then he starts betting with him. He didn't know it was illegal because it was California, because, you know, in some places you can sports bet. So that was part of the story. But again, the story keeps changing. So
it does,
because really
what
know.
I read was that he met this guy at a poker game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there was,
a couple years ago.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he starts doing it that way. But like, as somebody who used to be married to somebody who had serious gambling problems, deny. It doesn't matter if the evidence is there or what's happening. Mm-hmm. Deny. So
yeah,
it's an addiction, right?
It is an addiction. Really. And it can be the most devastating addiction that there is.
Yeah.
You know, it's different when, say with some kind of like alcoholic or someone addicted to opiates or something, you're destroying your physical body. And I think it's harder to hide that in ways. Whereas if you're gambling, you can hide that. I mean, depending on how you're doing it, you can hide that for a long time and literally ruin your life and everyone around you's lives because they steal money from people. I mean, addicts do that. So it's not unbelievable.
It's the same. It's just a different way of doing it, right? I mean, it's just a... It's still an addiction that ruins families. Because even in that time when you sent me, he was talking about like, oh, his wife had no idea that he had, you know, and he was only
I think his wife may have left him. She like unfollowed him on social media.
That's the ultimate
I'll be like, peace out. I'm not getting in trouble with the feds.
The other thing. We're divorced right now.
Yep. So the other thing that's really interesting that makes it weird and suspicious is, so why would a bookie extend, because he was betting on credit, right? He wasn't giving money up front. Why would a bookie extend that much credit to a guy
that only makes $85,000
a year?
Well,
no, he's making like $300,000, but either way, it doesn't matter.
I mean, they said they on that article,
he was making between $300,000 and $500,000 a year, was what Ipe
so,
was making.
Yeah, so that makes no sense either, because it's like you wouldn't, I mean, why you couldn't cover your bet.
You wouldn't, but here's the thing, the guy knew. Now, the guy has said, I think his name was like Mark Boyer or something, the bookie has said, he had no interaction with Otani, but he knew who he was dealing with because he knew that the guy, at the very least, he knew he could be bankrolled or paid back by Otani.
Yeah.
He knew that.
He was using Otani's name to get other people like, oh, Otani bets with me.
Right.
Like, that kind of thing. Yeah. So,
exactly.
Or some connection to him. Yeah. So
no, that was exactly what he was doing. He was basically fronting like he's his, you know, he works with him, so to give himself street cred.
Or that basically that he would, or he could say, hey, I'm placing this for him.
Well, and I don't, oh, I don't, I mean, he could, I mean, he could have, and there's been no, now the bookie hasn't said that, at least in any statement that we know of, but who knows?
Ohtani, I mean, if he's that smart, he should have been talking to his lawyers before he even made it an initial statement, right? I mean, that's the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Because making the statement of saying like, oh yeah, I covered it, and then walking it back, it makes me believe that he did cover it regardless, or it was his, or he covered it, but then his attorneys are like, this is gonna be a big,
that was a crime.
Yeah,
even though you weren't gambling, it's still a crime.
Yeah, now you need to walk that back, and now you need to even say like, oh, you had no idea this money was even, it's missing.
So, right, well, but then that's going to look pretty bad if they're like, actually, you did these wires.
I did not understand how they were saying that he didn't know about anything that was going on until, like,
after that
press release. How do you not, like, how is nobody saying anything to you? Like, you weren't just in America for that time, so it's not like your translator was just lying to you the whole time. Like, you were in other countries.
Well,
you would have had understanding. What
supposedly happened, so the Padres and the Dodgers were playing in Korea, and so they had that game where the last game they were together, you see Ipe and Shohei just kicking it and whatever, and then apparently they go into the locker room, and it becomes clear that ESPN is going to break this article because they found out about the federal investigation, so they were investigating it, and so the Dodgers said, Ipe, do you want to say something? So he said, oh, I've been doing this, I'm really sorry. Then Ohtani's like, I paid his bets off for him. And then Ipe went for the interview with ESPN, gave the full interview. And then they were told by Ohtani's people, no, don't use that. He was lying. And they said that's extremely unusual for someone to give a full interview with the blessing of the counsel and then it be walked back. Like, that is really unusual.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe he doesn't know anything.
I think there's more to come on that. Tough. So stay tuned because I don't think this is going to be the last time that we talk about this.
No. If I had to guess, I would guess that Ipe was betting. I don't know why. Ohtani paid his bets off with his own account, you know, named account. And then he's like, oh, crap, that was a crime. I didn't realize that. Now, that's possible he could be that dumb. I mean, I don't know. And then that's what's happened. That kind of seems like the most likely thing, like that what he said was the truth, but he didn't realize it was a crime. I think that might be the truth or close to the truth.
Yeah. Or maybe he thought that he was betting through like a legal situation because I know California is like one of the handful that it's not legal right now. So.
Right. Because Ipe said he didn't realize that guy was illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I think we'll end up talking more about that like in future episodes, so stay tuned because this is going to get exciting.
Yeah, and he's going to talk later today, so by the time this podcast airs, he'll have already given whatever interview or statements.
And he's going to be like, deny, that's what they all
exactly.
His attorneys are telling him right now, deny, and then that you didn't know was that money was missing.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. In conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
One of the things, I want to say one last thing that I find, so I see all these, especially, you know, Dodgers fans naturally are in shambles and super defensive, acting like, he would never do this. Nobody that makes this much money would ever blow their money gambling. And I'm like, y'all don't understand addiction at all, because it does not have anything to do with your social status or how much money you make. Like, addiction does not care. And this is any addiction, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So saying that someone wouldn't do it because of rational reasons is ridiculous, because it's not rational in the first place. Right?
I mean, look at Bruno Mars owes like $50 million to MGM.
MGM came out and said that's not true.
Oh, really?
MGM came out and said that's not true. So
what is true? Does he owe somebody?
Who would randomly
people hear certain things and it's a bait clip. It's clickbait, right? Or it's like, that's all like the media wants to do. They throw these stories out and they know it's like, it's a
this
hot story
true.
And they're going to get clicks on it and they're going to make money on that. And that's all they care about. It's all about entertainment. How, I mean, that's why most of the news is a lie.
Right? I hate that so much. Yeah. I don't even know what to believe anymore. Clearly,
I can't tell you how many memes I've seen. And it's just basically like, says Bruno Mars, meet Shohei Ohtani. And it's like the handshake. Like, I've seen at least 100 of those in the last couple of days. So and I didn't even really have time to figure out what Bruno Mars did because I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, they basically said that came out saying like he owes like MGM like millions of dollars. And then MGM came out and said, no, that's not true. Now, who knows? Who knows, right? Maybe MGM's like, we don't want to do that. We don't want that news out there.
We're going to cover that up. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to cover. Who knows? And honestly, who cares?
This is yeah. also very
true. I don't like his music, so I didn't really care as much.
Yeah.
I like baseball, so I was interested.
Bruno Mars.
I don't not like it. I just don't. I mean,
it was more of just an example of like, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter your stature, like these
yeah,
guys.
Exactly.
But it's like going into a casino and you're like, oh, I made some money and then I could play for a little bit. And then you start losing it and you're like, oh, I can make it back again. Like it's a vicious right. cycle.
This is why I don't gamble at all, because I'm yeah. not good at it and I will lose all the money no matter what.
Every year when we go to Vegas, I never throw down money on a table. Never.
See, table
I'll
games,
throw down
though,
money
I don't
for
mind.
A cabana and champagne.
I think if you go in there, if you go into the casino just and you have a limit and you're like, I'm going to have fun and play. And if I lose, that's always the few times right. I've been to Vegas. I'm like, if I lose this, then I lose it. If you're the guy that goes in there and says, hey, I'm going to take the rest of my savings and make my rent, then you have a problem.
Oh my God. You're the guy with an issue. Me. When I was in grad school, this is terrible. In DC, when we would get our stipend checks, we all had fellowships that paid for our school and we got a stipend, but it wasn't very much. So we would go to Atlantic City and try to increase the amount of money we would have. And I was bad at gambling, but my friend was really good at blackjack. So I would just.
So you give him the money here. Yeah. Bet it all on red.
Yep. I don't think they have that. I think that's a different game, but yeah.
that's
what
the
dice. I don't even know, right?
Right. I mean, I understand how to play blackjack, but I'm so bad at it, so I would not bet any money. But I would usually leave with basically, you know, it would be like $1,500 you go with or something, and you leave with $3,000. I mean, that was insane when you're really poor.
That is, right? That's pretty insane. Oh, okay. So before I forget, next week is spring break. So we are taking, we're going to hang out with our families. And so we're taking next week off. So we will try to do a bunch of little shorts and throw those up instead for y'all. So
yeah, maybe I'll make some from vacation.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Nice. All right. So that wraps up for this week. And yeah, so no next week, but the week after. But we'll still be around. Don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Apple or Spotify or Google irrationalmoms.com and you can watch us right here. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment.
Yep, and we will be back with more snacks week after next.